Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. How's that for high energy? Yes, indeed.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
That's Larry Morandi. I haven't heard from Larry in a long, long, long time. And he is the songwriter from the state of Washington. He's written a lot of stuff about the state and about people in the state and about people that he's encountered with and met with. And his songs are actually fairly evocative And this is just, this is a lighter one. And it's still pretty cool, you know, compared to some of the stuff that Larry writes. It's not downer stuff. It's just really kind of deep stuff. And then this is Little Patch of Sky, which is the title cut from his brand new album, Larry Morante, Little Patch of Sky. I remember one time driving down from Moscow to Seattle with him, and he's such a great conversationalist, as well as a good songwriter, of course, and he's backed up people like Tracy Spring and Heidi Muller and Janice Carper with that wonderful voice of his. Anyway, we were talking about Woodstock and stuff. We were just talking about music and Joe Cocker and all these rockers and things. And the miles just flew by, and a ride that actually took 5 hours seemed like it only took 2.5 or 2 hours because it was just so fun. He's such a great guy, and he's a good singer-songwriter and a good singer and a good producer. Larry Morante, his brand new album, Patch of Sky. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk. Inland Folk for November the 5th, the first weekend in November, the weekend before Election Day. Don't forget to get out there and vote. Crucial. Go out there and vote. Alrighty? Election Day. I'll be singing at the Moscow Food Co-op on Election Day. So you can go vote, and then you can come in and hear some good tunes. Alrighty? So that'll be fun. And here's the best part of this particular show. Heidi Muller has a brand new album out. It's called Up Hurricane Creek. Up Hurricane Creek. And Bob Webb. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb with some friends. With some friends on here. And they got some great back. Pinton Dale are on this album. Tracy Spring is on this album. As well as other folks from the Enterprise area. And folks that they met in their travels. And it's got the latest and greatest Heidi Muller stuff. And it's pretty good. Pretty good. So we're going to play a couple of cuts from that in this next hour, interspersed with other things. All right, so here's the first one we're going to play. This is all good stuff. It's up to Heidi's standard. And it's all very, very good. Are we ready? Here we go.
How long was I living a lie? Telling myself it doesn't matter. I let all those chances go by. If it were mine to do over, I'd blow off the doors to begin. The lion would. The eagle would soar, and wild horses would come charging in. So many good things disappear, so many good friends get away, so much precious time. Squandered on needless delay. Everything turns on the moment. Is it ever too late to begin? The slightest of moves brings a thunder of hooves. The wild horses come charging in. I have not yet bought into the lie. The world is a wild and beautiful place, and fear has not. not clouded my eye. Sometimes when I wake in the morning, I'm not sure which world I am in, but I take it on faith. I've come to a place where wild horses come charging in. Everything turns on the moment. Is it ever too late to begin? The slightest of moves brings a thunder of hooves. Wild horses come charging in. The slightest of moves brings a thunder of hooves. Wild horses come charging in. SB came from Norway. Married at 16 years, built a sod house on the prairie. Learned to persevere. She and Ole moved to Spokane. 10 children later, work in the land. Then an injury crippled Ole, with a mortgage to be paid. Then the banks failed, 1893. No money to be made. 3 years later, to save the family farm, Helga and her daughter walked arm in arm. $10,000 was the wager to prove a woman's strength. Walk the country to New York City. Go the entire length. Helga and Clara walked for 7 months through heat, storm, and danger, and didn't turn back once. 4,000 miles, we can do this. 32 pairs of shoes. They arrived in late December, but the payout was refused. They missed the deadline 3 days late. It would not be excused. Stranded penniless by Christmas Day. Try as they would, they couldn't make it home till May. When they got home, only sadness. Diphtheria had claimed 2 of her children in her absence. Now Helga was to blame. It was a fool's errand what she had done. Unforgiven, now she was shunned. 4,000 miles, all for nothing. 32 pairs of shoes. Helga meant to sell her memoir, but her journals all were lost, so she rewrote her adventures. Knowing what it cost, yet when she died, her memories were spurned. Only 2 pages escaped being burned. 4,000 miles. Helga's story almost vanished in shaming and in strife, but it was whispered for 90 years. Till it came back to life. Newspapers wrote about her all along the way, and piece by piece her story was saved. 2007, Daughters of Norway. Mountain Home, Idaho, named their lodge for Helga S.B. So they could proudly show she walked for women and her family. And now we honor her place in history. For 1,000 miles, we remember 32 pairs of shoes. 4,000 miles, Helga S.B. 32 pairs of shoes.
The story of Helga S.V. from Heidi Muller's brand new album, Up Hurricane Creek. And that's a true story. She lived around Mica Creek up there in Spokane. And actually, from talking to Heidi about this, what happened was throughout all of this, after she got back and was spurned and shunned and all this kind of thing, and part of it had to do with, again, the walk itself may have been a fool's errand, but she was also, I believe, she was part of this ad campaign for in effect, what were like bloomers, new women's wear. And she wore these things, and that all got written up in the newspapers, and it was kind of a way to help finance the walk. Anyway, when she got back, it was all such a huge mess, and everybody destroyed her journals, and she would have been forgotten, except that in... Was it 2005? Is that what she said? Or 1995? Something like that. Some young child in his show and tell, the story thing, was telling a story about his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother that had still been just kind of flying around. And the school teacher went home and told his wife. And she said, wow, this is really interesting. And all the research started. And that's how these things. So here's this story from 1893. And 100 years later or more, it's brought up in class in a schoolroom. Isn't that neat? So it's a sad story, but it's amazing how things recycle, rework, are known again. It's really something. 32 pairs of shoes from Up Hurricane Creek, Heidi Muller. We also heard Veterans Day from Patch of Sky, Larry Morandi's album. Let's hear one more from Larry Morandi here, and then we'll probably have to take the break or something like that already.
I was the youngest of three, the little kid in my family. I got used to everybody staring down at me. Far as I could see, and I put a lot of hours in, I guess. are some who won't be happy through happiness. But your steps will get more snappy when you buy happiness. Oh, life will be much more fun.
Sun is down, our sails are furled, long may we sing. And peace is settling on the world, circling the world. Oh, velvet sky alight with stars and dreams on the wing, sending us home, sweet home. What a lovely time we've had, long may we sing. Friend to friend, our hearts are glad, circling the world, oh. Voices lifted up as one, with dreams on the wing, sending us home, sweet home. All the blessings we have shared, long may we sing. Spiral upward through the air, circling the world, oh. Guide us safely through the night, with dreams on the wing, sending us home, sweet home. As we all are homeward bound, long may we sing. Soon enough we'll turn around, circling the world, oh. May our paths all cross again, dreams on the wing, bringing us home, sweet home. Bringing us home, sweet home.
Well, that was kind of neat, wasn't it? Featuring Felicia Dale and William Pint, Pint and Dale, and harmonies and the hurdy-gurdy and a little teeny bit of ukulele in there and all kinds of stuff. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb from their brand new album called Up Hurricane Creek, or Up Hurricane Creek. No matter, must be where you're from. Anyway, it's a wonderful little album. And don't you be forgetting now that Heidi will be in concert at the Unitarian Church in Moscow at 2nd and Van Buren on November the 12th. A week from today, that's a 7 o'clock show. And then they will be doing the Tri-Cities, the Unitarian Church there in Pasco on Sylvester Road. And that'll be on the 19th, and that'll be a 7:30 show. We'll talk more about that in the calendar. Heidi Muller and Bob, we have to take a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming back for lots more stuff. You hang on now.
Northwest Public Radio received program support from listeners like you and from Book People of Moscow, hosting the Palouse Author and Artist Festival, a marketplace of local authors selling and signing their books, joined by artists and craftspeople. Saturday, November 12th from 5 to 8 at the 1912 Center. Details at bookpeopleofmoscow.com.
The weather is cooling down significantly over the next few days. Today is mostly sunny with a moderate breeze. Pullman, 64. Lewiston, 66. Tonight, rain is likely to roll in. Expect lows in the mid-40s. And tomorrow, rain through the day. Pullman cools down to 54. Lewiston, down to 59.
You stand so tall. You stand so proud. You stand alone like no one else around. You pay no heed to the passage of time. You just hold your ground in the here and now, and you don't ask why. You stand between the road and the spring-fed creek. Reach for the sun while your roots drink deep. You watch the seasons come and the seasons go. You old Scotch pine, you're a friend of mine. You're a kindred soul. You're a kindred soul, like a brother true. You don't judge me, no, and I don't judge you. You give me strength to stand when the world turns cold. You old Scotch pine, you're a friend of mine. You're a kindred soul. Well, you don't speak words, but you say so much. You say take each day as it comes. You say bow your head when the north high in the new sunshine. You're a kindred soul. You're a kindred soul, like a brother true. You don't judge me, no, and I don't judge you. You give me strength to stand when the world turns cold. You old Scotch pine, you're a friend of mine. You're a
in the ground, take the winters off and settle down. Keep my clothes till they turn brown. When I grow up, I'm gonna settle down. And I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, reach for the sky. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach. I'm gonna reach till I know why. When this spring comes by, I'm gonna get real green. If the dogs come by, I'm gonna get real mean. On windy days, I'll bend and lean. When I grow up, I'm gonna get real green. If I should fall in storm or slumber, please don't turn me into lumber. I'd rather be a Louisville slugger swinging for the seas. I'm gonna reach for the sky.
So what this is, those of you who are John Gorka hardcores, you'll recognize this as the I Know album. And I Know was released in a much more stripped down version, very sparse, very folky. Had a lot of the same folks on it, Lou Skiplansky and Sean Colvin and some others. Anyway, previous to that release, however, John Gorka had gone to Nashville, gotten together with Jim Rooney, who's produced folks like Nancy Griffith and Eric Taylor and all kinds of folks. He's a well-known Nashville producer and had produced the I Know album pretty much as what was released in Nashville in 1985. It came out in the sparse stripped-down version that we all know in about 1987, 86, 87, right in there. But this is an earlier version of the album, and I guess about a year ago, Gorka went in and started listening to it and said, hey, this sounds pretty good. So the album is entitled Before the Beginning, the unreleased I Know, Nashville, 1985. Has a couple of cuts that weren't on the I Know that we know, the I Know that we know. But for the most part, they're all here. John Gorka. And it's pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff. I think I like the Red House Records version of I Know. Oh, this is on Red House too, actually. But the original stripped down version better. I think he slows things down. He gives his voice a chance to work a little bit more. He does much more emotional versions of these things. The Nashville one, he gets tied up in arrangements enough that sort of emotion is gone. But that's my opinion. And John Gorka obviously thought otherwise because he convinced Red House to release this pre-version of the I Know album. Before that, John Smith and You Old Scotch Pine. Here's one more. This is Jaybird from John Smith.
Yes, Jaybird, indeed. Jaybird, way up high, sitting on top of that old jack pine. Tell me, Jaybird, Jaybird, what do you hear? What does that old jack pine whisper in your ear? Does he say, Jaybird, Jaybird, here's your song. Go singing on the Myrtlewood all day long. Go tell the crows and the chickadee-dee-dee. Tell them the sawgrass is blooming and the wind's in the east. Jaybird, jaybird, sing out loud from the east to the west, from the north to the south. Tell all the world there's no time to spare. We can drink the water, can breathe the air. Jaybird, jaybird, here's your song. Go sing it on the Myrtlewood all day long. Go tell the crows and the chickadees. Tell them the sawgrass is blooming and the wind's in the east. Jaybird, Jabber, jabber, let everybody know. All God's children got a long way to go. Okeechobee's humming like a big bass drum. When the old dam breaks, it's all gonna come. Jabber, jabber, here's your song. Go sing it on the Myrtlewood all day long. Go tell the crows and the chickadees. Tell them the sawgrass is blooming and the wind in the east. Sawgrass is blooming in the winds in the east. Tell them the sawgrass is blooming in the winds in the
I saw a stranger with your hair, tried to make her give it back, so I could send it off to you, maybe Federal Express, 'cause I know you miss it. I saw another with your eyes, the flash just turned my head. I went to try them on four sides, but they looked the other way, and they wouldn't listen. But you're never hard to find in a crowd. The people around you smiling out loud. Their feet don't touch the ground. Oh, their feet don't touch the ground. No, their feet don't touch the ground. I heard a stranger with your voice. It took me by surprise. Again, I found it wasn't you, just an angel in disguise. In for a visit. By the way, how is my heart? I haven't seen it since you left. I'm almost sure it followed you. Could you sometime send it back? I'll buy the ticket. But you're never high to find in a crowd. The people around you smiling out loud. Their feet don't touch the ground. No, their feet don't touch the ground. No, their feet don't touch the ground. I saw a stranger with your hair. I saw another with your eyes. I heard an angel with your voice. By the way, how is my heart? By the way, how is my heart?
Now I'm living here, down at the Westview home. I shuffle past the wheelchair rows, down the hall to the bingo room. Just after lunch every afternoon. But I used to be a stronger man. You see, I worked on a farm as a hired hand. Hired hand. I was a hired hand. I plowed the fields, I worked the land. Now what you see ain't all I am. I was so much more. I was a hired hand. Well, we put up hay in the August sun, stacked it high in the barn for the winter to come. In the days of the Depression, jobs were scarce and folks were on the run. My dad said, do what you understand. Boy, you won't go hungry as a hired hand. Hired hand. I was a hired hand. I milked the cow. Now what you see ain't all I am. I was a proud and simple hired hand. I used to go to town on Friday nights, catch a picture show after the church fish fry. Some folks say I was a lonely said it comes with the job of a hired hand. Scarce when the bankers came. The family farm started fading away. So I moved to town with my sister Rose. Took a job pumping gas down at the Texaco. But I wore my overalls and my seed corn cap. It wasn't giving up being a hired hand. Hired hand. I was a hired hand. I mended fences and worked the land. Now what you see ain't all I am. Say I was a pretty dang good hired hand. Now I'm living here down at the Westview. I shuffle past the wheelchair rooms.
Isn't that a great song? Hired Hand. John Smith is such an underrated songwriter. Now, he's been out in this neck of the woods. He played the, what do they call it, the Sun Meadow Resort here, the out there about 30, 40 miles north of Moscow. He was just in Spokane about a week ago for some sort of private house concert. He was in Enterprise. I don't know what he was doing there. But he does get out here. And he's such an amazing songwriter. And he's such a, apparently just a really good guy. John Smith. With a name like John Smith, I mean, you go to look him up in a phone book and you're going to be reading for about 3 or 4 days. John Smith. John Gorka before that. And I saw A Stranger With Your Hair. And while that wasn't as produced, it had wonderful harmonies there with Lucy Kaplansky and Sean Colvin. It again, was much faster. And it doesn't have the emotion that the I Know version that we are aware of. That's such a great song. I Saw A Stranger With Your Hair. I Heard Another With Your Voice. Anyway, John Gorka, he also, and he still is, a great songwriter. John Gorka. Speaking of great songwriters, whether it be an emotional ballad of one sort or another, things like Would You Like to Learn to Dance? Or Did You Ever Get to Buy That Yellow Coat? Or The Dutchman, although he didn't write that, but he sure sang it nice. This is one of his, Steve Goodman, from his live album called Artistic Hair. And that's, of course, based on the cover. He's kind of shaved. And I think that's a reference to the leukemia that after this album, about a year after this album came out originally, Steve Goodman died in the fall of 1984 at actually Harborview Hospital in Seattle. Anyway, so this is one of his classics. This is a live version of it, and it's pretty good, the Chicken Cordon Blues.
When I first met you, baby, you fed me on chicken and wine. It was steak and potatoes, and babe, I sure felt fine. But now all you give me is the seaweed and the alfalfa sprouts and sunflower seeds, and I got my diamonds. Baby, you left me here with the chicken cordon bleu. My stomach is empty and all I got is food for thought. I've been sitting here thinking about the 20 pounds of groceries we bought. We bought 10 pounds of rice. Fella, and I got the chicken cordon bleu. Affection, and I don't think I can stand no more. Now this stuff is so strange, the cockroaches move next door. Don't you see that old dog standing out in the street with a big smile on his face because they let him eat meat, and I got you.
Oh, Stevie Goodman, the Chicken Cordon Blues. the live version from this album called Artistic Hair, which actually has some pretty good stuff. We'll probably play a little bit more from that in the second hour of the show. We have a lot of good stuff here. Actually, we have some Celtic. We have Archie Fisher somewhere in this bag of stuff. And we have some Chris Drever. We have all kinds of things just waiting for you to listen to. Yes, we do. Stevie Goodman, Artistic Hair. Wow, what a good album. And we'll go into the second hour with another Larry Moranti from the album that came out before this one. We'll play that, and we just have a lot of good stuff. You just need to hang out and listen for it, okay? All righty. Amanda Cully is doing the playlist today, and she makes it all work, looks up stuff, sets it up for me. Listen, if you want to email me, you can email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. Wonderful calls and emails that have been coming in lately. Wonderful, wonderful. A lot of you like that John McCutcheon we played last week, that big 18-minute story. And that one and all that Dylan. We did 2 hours of Dylan over a two-week period, looking at this literary prize that he has received and not acknowledged up to this point. Alrighty, Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're coming back for lots more stuff. The Rankin family's in the background. They're going to take us out. But we'll be right back. You just hang on, hang on, hang on, because we are coming back now. Hang on now. Mishachi, Morunga Chilas, 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 Morunga Chilas, Nak Chiluna, Achil Behain, Mudaku, and Yokon Yagusa, and Mishachi, Morunga Chilas, 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 Morunga Chilas, Nak Chiluna, Achil Behain. Shachi.